rainbow in the sky are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And I'm super bad. I got soul, and I'm super bad. I said, watch me. I got it. I said, watch me. Yeah, I got it. I got something that makes me wanna shout, and I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad. I got soul, and I'm super bad. Now I got a move that tells me what to do. Sometimes it's easy. I wanna try myself with you. I got some.
Morning show on 91.5 FM, Tufts Medford, free for all. This is the morning show. We are back, folks, after a long hiatus. And it feels good. And it's a beautiful day. and nothing can go wrong.
Yeah, it's sunny out, and you might be, like, in your house and getting ready for the day and be like, oh, it's sunny out. I'm going to wear, like, a little dress.
Little weather report, it's 45 degrees, so...
Too cold for a dress. Unless it goes...
I was going to say that's perfect.
Below the knee.
Yeah, but...
But you're wearing pants today, right?
I'm wearing sweatpants.
Yeah.
You know, just rolled out of bed type vibe.
Fit check on the morning
fit
show.
Fit check. Phoebe's wearing...
A little dress.
A little turtleneck dress.
Underdress.
Hmm. Very nice.
Still very cold, honestly.
We look exactly like two college radio students should, I think.
Yeah, we look great.
Yeah. It's awesome.
And really, that's all that matters, I guess.
Yeah. So... We actually put together a playlist this week for y'all.
Did we?
Yeah, I added songs.
It's because I created the playlist.
Yeah, you took the initiative, which I appreciate. But we should play some songs from it. I have a good one to start off with.
Okay. Our vibe is kind of sunshine, pretending it's not only 40 degrees out. Well, maybe the vibes are like... 60 degrees.
Yeah, definitely. Pretend.
Pretend 60 degrees.
Yeah.
Put on your dress, wear it inside, put on tights to go outside.
Have a little dance party to this next song, which is My Sports 3 by Bashful Slasher, a Boston band.
Thank you. It feels like October. They said you go with the boys, I go with the girls. I don't remember much. Some colors in the mirror maze. I think I figured out what it's all for. I got everything I wanted, but I wanted more. Take a night bus, board a red eye to steer your fate. It's my bed, it's my bed, it's my bed. Don't lie, pay it back, pay it back, pay it back sometime. Don't be mad, don't be mad, don't be mad when I apologize for the very next time. It's my bed, it's my bed, it's my bed.
Soft and sweet, Let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing we can see. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here.
Alright, that was In the Aeroplane Over the Sea by Neutral Milk Hotel.
Which is funny. Wait, one second. Which is funny because... Sorry, one second. You can talk.
Okay. Before that, there was Del Mar County Fair 2008 by The Underscores. Crying in the Sunshine by Miniature Tigers.
Great song. We went to a Miniature Tigers concert freshman year.
We, like, know them.
We, like, met them or something. Or we were too scared to.
I made eye contact with one of them during the show. That's for sure. So we know them pretty well. And, now is the segment of the show where we gossip. We're trying to make,
I have a gossip column. I have a funny anecdote.
Yeah.
So, funny thing about Neutral Milk Hotel... is I played that song, I added it to the playlist today, and the other day my friend Luca was like, oh, like talking about them, playing mm-hmm. them at the sink or something, and I was like, I've never heard of them, and that's not true. I've actually listened to multiple of their songs. Like,
I find them kind of like obnoxious.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're just in a gossipy mood.
Yeah.
You just want to...
Something about them just rubs me the wrong way. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, let it out. But it's kind of funny. I often don't focus on the artists I'm listening to, and I think that's why I get in, like, a music rut, is I don't, like, stick to artists and just listen to their music. I'll just listen to, like, sporadic songs.
The song name.
And I'm like, I don't know this band, but actually I do.
Yeah.
Kind of funny.
Hilar. Oh, give me the gossip.
No, I can't. I've been being kind of mean lately, and Lucas wants me to be mean on air, but one of the people I'm talking about are listening.
Well, yeah, I guess you just, I guess they could just see who the people behind the radio show are.
Yeah, we're not anonymous.
No. But I'm trying to think if I have any. Obviously, I just never have any good gossip. Because, like, my life is so unexciting. And just, I wouldn't hurt a fly with my words.
I heard that someone in your house broke the other person, in another person in the house's leg, foot.
Oh, yeah. My housemate Eli fractured, maybe, Dylan's foot. Stress fracture. You know, when you're really stressed and, like...
And then you wrestle.
You wrestle to get your stress out, and then you fracture your foot. Stress fracture. But that's public domain. That's not gossip. Everyone knows that.
I didn't know that until last
how'd you
night.
How'd you know that?
Dylan came over to our house.
Oh, nice. What for?
For, like, a little comp sci get-together.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah, super nerdy. They weren't doing comp sci or anything. They just all do comp sci, and then they were hanging out.
It wasn't like a little coding party?
No. But I've heard that that happens. That's some tea.
Yeah, that does happen.
They like, throw parties, and they're like, and then we'll, like, live code on the projector.
No!
Legit, like, I saw a Facebook event for, like, some comp class party, and that was what they said.
Live code.
Yeah.
Just like the TA goes in and does the homework, and everyone's drunk.
No, I think they're like legit coding for fun, like not doing homework.
That's kind of cool.
You think that's cool?
It's cool when like people's major is truly their hobby.
Their whole personality. I'm just like fed up with people doing work.
Yeah.
I yelled at my housemates the other day because they're doing like 80 pages of reading a night, right?
That's excessive.
On a like Saturday night, like fully, like on the weekend, doing homework on the weekend before Sunday.
No,
crazy.
That would really
annoy
me.
Friday night, Saturday night, every night of the week, they're reading like 80 pages, finishing their reading, no skimming, taking notes on all the reading, and then if they don't do the reading, then they go over the notes with the other person who's in their class.
Y'all. This is not high school.
They're seniors.
This is
in college.
Fully Tufts University. We don't do homework here.
Yeah. Well, I don't, personally.
Really?
Well, I don't have a lot. I do the homework I do. That's not true.
Yep. Every Tufts kid who ever tells you that, like, they're so behind on work and has no work or has, like, so much... No, what am I trying to say?
I have no clue.
Every Tufts kid who's like... Yeah, like, I don't care. I don't do work.
And then they do all of their work
That's
and, like,
such a
do
lie.
Their readings and take notes on it. That's the thing that, like, pisses me off.
I failed that test. Fully failed that test.
That's the thing. Yeah. They're all so smart and secretly doing so much work, and it's super annoying to me.
Yeah, I think that might be us, though, also.
No.
No.
It's really
You're doing
not
it
me.
Right now.
It's really not
Could not
me.
Be me.
I have two academic classes this semester.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I maybe shouldn't say this. What if my teacher's listening?
They're not.
And I had one reading for one class, and that was my whole homework for the week. Didn't do it.
And what happened?
Nothing. That's the thing. They tell you everything that you need to know in class.
Yeah, readings are truly supplementary.
Yeah. I've never once taken notes on my reading. Maybe I'll annotate. Maybe. But probably not.
Isn't that the same thing?
No, they're taking paper notes, like, in their notebook. Have you ever seen people do that? It's crazy to me. Have you do that?
I've seen it done.
If you do that, I might
personally,
go.
I've seen it. But never have I taken notes on anything. Come on. Come
I take
on,
great
we're
notes
chill.
In class. That
Come
is
on.
What I do. That's the extent of my nerdiness.
You would love this class I'm in right now. Set design. You would go crazy.
I would probably die.
We just
is it
make,
a bunch of tiny stuff?
Yeah, we just make little dioramas. And we're making one of our rooms, of our bedrooms right now.
That's so cute.
And like we have to make all the little furniture and... Cut
what
it out
department
of
is it in?
Theater.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're a theater kid.
I'm basically a theater
That's
kid.
That's a gossip.
Now.
Lucas is a theater kid.
And like, I'm not even upset about it.
Yeah.
Which is confusing.
That's
honestly
really cool. I've been really into rooms, and I guess especially like the idea of home. As I'm like finishing my time at my home here, and I'm in a fiber arts class, and I want to do like a. I want to crochet my room, like
yeah.
crochet like a picture of it. Out
oh,
of, yeah, not
the whole room.
Not like stuffies.
But you maybe could do that. That'd
I
be
could
really
also.
Cozy. Just every piece of furniture and item is
oh
a crochet replica.
Full size.
Full size.
Yeah, and I bring it and I ship it to California.
Yeah.
It's like
it'd be so light.
Hundreds
easy.
Of dollars though. It's a huge box. Very light.
Very
That's
light.
True. That's true. Good point.
Yeah. Gotta think about the density.
And
of
then
the
I ask my parents to take out everything in my bedroom at home before I come home. I replace it with all my crochet furniture.
Yeah.
Of this house.
Home is where the heart is.
Home is where
the little
your crochet
baby
is.
Heart is. Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be cool. I've been thinking about, you know, my housemate Joel. You know Joel? Probably the most handsome guy
wait,
in our grade.
Who? Yeah, I know Joel.
Yeah. Like the most eligible, ineligible bachelor at
yeah.
Tufts.
Eligible off the market.
Yeah. but he has a really big room in our house and like a full on walk-in closet where he has like his whole drum kit set up and everything.
Whoa.
And it's super cool. But I'm just thinking about how I would make that little room into basically the equivalent of your crocheted room. Just like get a bunch of plush bunnies.
Yeah.
Or something.
Squishmallows?
Yeah.
Giant squishmallows?
Yeah, my girlfriend showed me that. It's so squishy.
They're awesome. I have one.
You
her
know?
Name is Brenda.
Which one?
I got her for Christmas. She's a butterfly.
Is it a Disney butterfly or just like...
No, just a normal butterfly.
Unbranded butterfly.
Unbranded.
Does Disney make them?
No.
Are you sure? I feel like
no.
Disney makes the squishmallow.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Her name is Brenda. She has a green thumb. Like, not literally. Like, she gardens.
That's so darling.
Yeah. It was my favorite Christmas present I got this year. And my mom was like, Phoebe, why are you asking for all these stuffed animals
is
for Christmas?
Is this a TikTok thing?
No. They're just... I don't think so. They're just great. And I was like, Mom, I'm mentally ill. I need stuffed animals to cure me. And she was like... She thought... She was very confused.
Yeah. It's so easy to confuse your mother.
Yeah. I confused her. Did you see my Instagram poll?
No. Shoot,
I
missed that.
I sent my mom a selfie.
Shoot.
And then she didn't text back, and then I did an Instagram poll.
Oh, I actually did see that.
And then I sent her a screenshot of the results, and I was like, so why?
What
and
was
she was
the,
like,
what were the options again?
It was... bad selfie or she hates you.
Yeah,
most people said she hates you. And she said, who hates you? And I said, you. And she said that she loves me and that I looked adorable in the selfie. So
I guess everything's okay then.
It all ended well.
Thank God for Instagram. Do you have a Be Real?
No.
You should
but
get
I just
one.
Heard about it yesterday.
Yeah, it's really fun.
I feel like I'm very out of the loop.
Yeah, you are. But basically, it's like Instagram, except you can only post once a day when the app tells you to, and you have like 2 minutes to do it, and everyone else on the app posts at that same time. And it's just very real. You just put your camera out, it captures what's in front of it, and the rear camera, and it's just like unabashedly real.
Yeah, I'm really about being real, honestly.
Like, it is not fake. No fakes allowed on Be Real.
Yeah. That's cool, a little ad.
Yeah,
little
you should get it and then add me.
Okay.
But you have to, like, follow less than 20 people or else you're kind of a fake.
Whoa.
But that's a personal rule.
There's a lot of guys. Oh, okay. Good
yeah.
to know.
I'm going to play another song.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah. Gossip Column has closed up for the day.
Yeah. If you have any, like, hot tips,
Yeah, call in to the line.
We're not naming names. Oh, except for...
Yeah, if you have, like, anything spicy or, like, something truly horrendous that you want to share...
Anonymously,
call in.
No cuss words, no drugs or alcohol.
Yeah, no talk of that. At 855-915-9636. That's the WMFO studio line at 855-915-9636.
And we know how to answer the phone.
And we know how to do that because we've been here for 7 semesters.
Or something.
Or something like that. So, yeah. Buckle up for this next song, Guilty by Alex G.
Guilty.
It sounds, you know, a little morose, but
like
it's actually
all, like
nice.
All of his music?
No, this one's a little more upbeat.
Nice.
I think you'll like it.
Thank you.
And now a public service announcement.
Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. Dot, 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 dot. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. I also wanted to give a shout out to Jackson, who's listening in.
Shout out, Jackson. How is lab?
He's a nut.
Good. Awesome.
I hope everyone learned a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to head out.
Phoebe has a bass lesson.
With Fernando.
So exciting. Are you learning a song?
What? I don't know. Whatever. I'm learning like a lot of songs.
Yeah. Hype.
Yeah. It's pretty hype.
That's extremely hype. Oh my gosh. I need to post on Be Real.
Oh my god.
So I'm a put
we gotta
this
go.
On.
All right. Bye everyone. Have a wonderful day.
Himself. Like you know it, for sure it's on the ladies about to get these niggas and blow it. Before we get too late, ladies, show them how it's supposed to be done. No, sir, you ain't get none. Get off my shit, go get me Alize with a passion twist in his song. What's up with that cocaine and rum? Hennessy got him tipsy, talk about how many ways that he can hit me, flip me. Drunk off that E&J and Pepsi.
Check that nigga, break that nigga, make that nigga run the box.
Thank you for listening to 91.5 app 90. Oh, gosh, I just fall apart without my other radio person here. Thank you for listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been the morning show, and we will be back here in 2 weeks. All right, have a wonderful day, y'all.
Himself. He knew it. Cincinnati.